listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Except that Tony D is off today. John Stashower off the bench, pinch hitting. Perhaps you've heard, Aaron Rodgers is disgruntled. What does it all mean? Let's talk about it with Andy Herman, who's got a, I love the name of this, Pack-A-Day podcast. My mother-in-law is a two-pack-a-day smoker. Now she lectures me about my health. But the Pack-A-Day podcast is with Andy Herman on Twitter at Andy Herman NFL, and he joins us here on Sports Map Radio. So let me start with this. You do this podcast every day. I guess you knew maybe that there was a little something going on with Aaron Rodgers being disgruntled, but how shocked were you to learn that it was full-blown disgruntlement?
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks so much for having me. It was definitely interesting last week. I think there were some cookie crumbs there where you could kind of start leading yourself to maybe some of the issues, the fact that his contract wasn't getting done, the fact that they went out of their way to pretty much redo almost everyone else's contract except his. You could definitely see a little bit of that disconnect there, but it still came on. And I know we kind of know now that this has been going on for a couple months, but, you know, going back to last Thursday, from the report from Adam Schefter coming out to literally at one point it seeming like he was going to be a Denver Bronco, you know, with some of the, I guess, now erroneous reports that came out, it went from 0 to 100 insanely fast. So I think the level of just how it got so serious so fast, at least from an outsider's perspective even, it definitely seemed very, very fast. And so that was probably a little bit more surprising than anything else. I think nothing is that shocking other than just kind of how it seemed to come on so fast.
Well, and the fact that it came on the day of the first round of the NFL draft made it so so crazy. But, you know, it sounds like when people wonder, well, why is he disgruntled, it's about the contract, right? It's not really about Jordan Love, right? Because Jordan Love, okay, we're still wondering why they did it, but it's not like he took his job. Aaron Rodgers is still playing every snap. So do you think this is mostly about the contract situation?
I don't actually think that it's necessarily about the dollars and cents of the contract, and I agree with you. I don't think it's about Jordan Love itself. I think it's about how things were sort of handled. I think, you know, going back to, you know, even here, you know, heard some of the craziness of, you know, he was upset about, you know, Jake Kumerow, that he was cut a couple days right after he praised Jake Kumerow publicly. I think, you know, some of those sort of things. He's mentioned on multiple occasions that, you know, he's wanted this to be a partnership. I don't think he's looking for, you know, control of the team or, you know, have say over personnel decisions. I just think he wants some of those conversations. You know, if he praises a player publicly, to have that conversation and say, hey, here's why I like this guy, and maybe if they move in the other direction, so be it, but have that conversation. I think the same thing goes when they drafted Jordan Love, and I think Brian Gutekunst was fairly transparent over the weekend when he said that one of the big things that he wishes they would have done different is communicated things better. I go back, I don't know if you remember this, but the Colts last year did a series on how they, you know, put their draft board together and how the draft went and how they, you know, did all the stuff in that. In the second round, when they selected Jonathan Taylor, they had a piece on it where they went out of their way to make sure that they were in contact with Marlon Mack to say, hey, we're drafting a running back here. You know, Mack was in the last year of his deal. I mean, Mack's a nice running back. He's a solid running back. And they made sure that they notified him in the second round when they were taking Jonathan Taylor. If the reports are true, the fact that Green Bay didn't even communicate with Aaron Rodgers, they were taking and trading up for a quarterback in the first round, you can start to put the puzzle pieces together as to why, you know, he would be upset with some situation. So I think it's more the communication, the lack of partnership, those sort of things that have kind of rubbed him the wrong way more than even maybe the dollars and cents and the selection of Jordan Love itself.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So there apparently have been, you know, multiple people like Gutekunst as well as LaFleur and Murphy that have made the kind of like a pilgrimage. I don't know if it's together or separately, right? They've all gone out to where, L.A., and that's where Aaron is hanging out with his actress fiance. And I guess the efforts were unsuccessful. I imagine they went out there to try to smooth things over, and I guess that didn't work, huh?
Yeah, that seems to be the case. And the Packers have, Mark Murphy said in his, he did a little Q&A during the draft and he made kind of a statement on Packers.com about it. And he said right in there that they've gone down, to talk to him. And like you said, it's tough to read into it if it was separate or together, how those sort of went. But, again, I think the big takeaway here is that this is not something that just came on overnight. This has been going on for months. They've tried to convince him, to come back. And you could really tell, I think, over the week. I thought, for the most part, Brian Gutekunst, Matt LaFleur, Mark Murphy were pretty transparent and open and handled things as kind of best they could over the weekend. But you could very much tell that they understood the gravity of this situation. And even when asked about it and saying, Aaron Rodgers is our quarterback and everything like that, you could tell that there wasn't a level of confidence there. And that, again, they very much understood the situation that they're in right now and how not great it really is.
Andy Herman's with us, talking about the Aaron Rodgers situation in Green Bay. So it's real, this disgruntlement. So now it begs the question, what happens now? We know that Kyle Shanahan admitted that he called Matt LaFleur, and he said, look, you're wasting your time calling. I don't know if anybody else called. Let's say Green Bay decides, we can't have, he may retire. We don't want him, an unhappy quarterback. Let's look to trade him. Are there dance partners to make this happen, especially – we're now in May, and teams have their rosters and their salary caps in place. Could you see a trade happening?
Dave, that's the really interesting thing, and I think that's why the timing was so disadvantageous, really, for both sides, right? If Aaron Rodgers really wants a trade, letting him know, the day of the draft, having it all come out, I guess, the day of the draft. It sounds like he let them know earlier than that, but it is obviously not the best. You have a full slew of teams, five in the first round, that selected their future quarterbacks over the offseason. Matthew Stafford gets moved, Carson Wentz, Sam Darnold, the list goes on. So all of these quarterback actions have already taken place, and it really leaves you with only a couple teams left that may have interest in that sort of move. And I think that the Denver name certainly makes a ton of sense, because that's a Super Bowl roster. If they have a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, they have pretty much everything else. The big question mark is the quarterback position. Obviously, if you're Green Bay, on the flip side, they just went and did everything in their power all offseason to try to, get the band back together and bring everyone back, pretty much, sans Corey Linsley. And now all of a sudden, they would potentially be missing out on their quarterback. And if you make a deal with, let's say, Denver, maybe a Drew Locke or, Teddy Bridgewater back to bridge the gap to Jordan Love, potentially. I mean, you're just not in the same position. So it's disadvantageous timing. And I think finding that dance partner, as you mentioned, is definitely going to be something that could be a lot harder at this point because of all the moves that were already made this offseason.
So, Andy, you do this podcast every day, and so obviously you have a lot of interaction with Packers fans. I mean, I can only – what would their reaction be? You talk about trading him to Denver and maybe getting, Drew Lock back. I mean, it's kind of – I mean, they weren't happy when, the Brett Favre, but at least they still had Aaron Rodgers. I mean, what kind of reaction would it be – would there be in Green Bay?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, the Packer fans are a little bit used to this situation, not certainly that far off from the Favre-Rodgers situation and how that went. So there's a little bit of experience here, and it does seem very split at this point, in a way similar to how it was last time. I think last time there was much more support for Favre than there was for the Packers and Ted Thompson and Aaron Rodgers. I think there were so many unknowns at that time. For whatever reason, it does seem that there's a little bit more support on the Packers organization at this point. And don't get me wrong, it's still split.
Really?
Probably, yeah, it's still split and definitely still a little bit in the favor of Aaron Rodgers, I would say. But it almost seems like people realize that there's blame on both sides in this situation. It's definitely a little split, but depending on how this happens, you can see it changing very quick. If all of a sudden, like you mentioned, if all of a sudden you go from Aaron Rodgers to Drew Locke and they, or somebody else, and they end up with a 6-11 season or something, that can change pretty quick. But right now it seems fairly split.
I got to tell you, that surprises me. I mean, I would have thought that they would be, there's always a little bit of, fans, down on the players. Like, look, you got a contract, you should, honor the contract. I understand all that, but from their standpoint, when they know, I mean, they're so close to being a Super Bowl team, they certainly were last year, but they got to do it with Rodgers. And if they saw Rodgers get traded, and like you said, maybe go 6-11, I mean, my God, I would think.
Yeah.
I'm surprised to hear you say it'd be split.
Yeah, I did a poll on Twitter. Not that this is the most scientific thing in the world by any means, but I just asking that exact thing. You know, who do you blame? And the options were, you know, Rodgers, the organization, both or neither. And it came back. You know, I think most were, you know, blaming the Packers. It was probably, but it was only like 30 to 25%, something like that, with a big chunk with blame on both sides. It wasn't that big of a difference.
Sportsback Radio, John Stashower with Andy Herman on this Packer and Aaron Rodgers situation. So let's say, Andy, that the Packers, you know, talk to Denver, or whoever, the Raiders or Washington or whatever, and they go to Aaron Rodgers and say, look, there's nothing we can do. There's just nothing. We can't get value back. It's too late. So it's either come back and play or retire. What do you think Aaron Rodgers would do?
Yeah, always obviously tough to try to put yourself in the mind of Aaron Rodgers. But I think Packer fans especially know better than anyone just how Aaron Rodgers' mind works. And when he feels slighted, how motivated he is by that. And for years and over a decade, the Packers and their fans have benefited in that, where if he feels slighted, he's going to go out and prove the world wrong and try to do everything he can to right those wrongs. If he feels slighted by Green Bay and he's dug in and he, you know, feels like he doesn't want to be a Packer, nothing would surprise me from sitting out the season to retiring to, you know, again, just demanding a trade, all of that, if it got to that point. Now, he pays back a significant amount of salary cap if he retires. Who knows how much that means to him at this point. But I think we all know that when he sets his mind to something, you know, he can very much hold to it. So I don't think anything's off the table when it comes to Aaron Rodgers.
Imagine Packer fans tuning in, what is it, 7 o'clock every night to watch Jeopardy? And what would they thinking, what is this guy doing a game show? He should be our quarterback.
Yeah, it's interesting because of the way the Favre situation went down and having to see him in a Minnesota Vikings jersey. Right. I think before all this came out, I think a lot of Packer fans are like, man, if he, you know, maybe he plays one more year and then retires and walks away and goes and hosts Jeopardy, like, that's a phenomenal situation. Like, you get to, you know, still see your favorite quarterback every day when you want to. Yeah, right. You don't have to see him play for another team. I think now, obviously, the tune has changed a little bit with the situation and circumstances. But yeah, at least, I guess, in that situation, they don't have to see him in a purple jersey.
You know, I had a guy on yesterday, and he compared this to Carson Palmer. If you remember, Carson Palmer was unhappy in Cincinnati. I guess he sat out a year and then, you know, resurfaced. But I was thinking about that later in the day. I'm like, I mean, Carson Palmer was a nice player, but he's not Aaron Rodgers. And he had reason to be really upset with Cincinnati. They were a bad organization. They've always been known as that. And, you know, no history at all. And, you know, but here's Aaron Rodgers from an iconic franchise that goes to the playoffs every year, that was so close to being a Super Bowl team last year. You know, it's just hard to understand why he would want to maybe walk away from that.
Yeah, and especially for somebody who has talked so much about how his legacy is so important, and certainly wanting to finish his career as a Green Bay Packer. That's something that he's talked about on numerous occasions. Now, again, there's two sides to this story, as always. You know, he's been very clear with the Packers that he wants to retire a Packer. This is not the same Brett Favre situation where Favre was back and forth and whether he was going to retire or not and, you know, having to go through all that. Rodgers has been clear from day one. I want to stay with this franchise until I'm done playing. And I think the biggest slight here to him, and I've talked about this all offseason of what Green Bay has been trying to do, I don't think Green Bay had any intention of, you know, having a date in mind where they wanted to move from Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love. And I think it's been very clear up to this point, and especially the way they answer the questions this weekend, they don't know what they have in Jordan Love. And how could they? There's no preseason, no rookie mini camps, no OTAs. He was the number three quarterback behind both Rodgers and Boyle. I don't know how they could have any level of confidence that he's ready to take over now or in the future until they get a little bit better of a feeling for him. But there's no question that they wanted to at least keep that door open, where if Rodgers declines or if Love looks amazing, that sometime in the next year or two, that if they wanted to, they could move on. And I think that's really the huge sticking point here, is that they wanted to keep that open while Rodgers wanted to say, I just want to be the guy here in Green Bay. Just let me be that. And that, I think, is really the frustrating part for Aaron.
Andy, what's your best guess how it's going to turn out?
I mean, this is the crazy thing. Like, I could flip a coin right now and answer it and be just as good as my answer. I struggle to see if Rodgers is that dug in, how he comes back. But we just saw with Russell Wilson, you know, a few months ago, and I think it's a slightly different, but how he was upset, gave his four teams that he wanted to be traded to, and now everything seems fine, and he's back in Seattle. So sometimes these things have a way of working out, but Rodgers is just a different cat than most people. I'll say that he comes back, but again, I have 0% confidence in that answer.
Okay. Hey, good times for the Packers. You figured this is going to be a slow time for you on your podcast. You got plenty to talk about. Andy, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Hey, appreciate it as well. Have a good one.
Andy Herman, Pack-A-Day podcast. And as I said, you know, at the beginning of the show, this is normally a really slow time for the NFL. Now we got the NFL MVP disgruntled. We'll wrap things up after timeout. Sports Map Radio.